today how sad that ulama have to go cap in hand and beg from business people that respect us. We gave azan when you were born, and we're going to make your janazah namaz. Respect is not demanded. By your lifestyle, you command respect. How you live, people will respect you. Not that you're asking the people, begging them, please respect the ulama. Respect us, we do everything for you. No, you don't demand respect. You command respect. Your life must be such, and mashallah, there are those ulama that people die for them. People, Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah Ali, used to say, give your time for the people, they will give you their lives. So the ulama who are, and for the deen of the people when you speak, people are so thankful for that. And you tell them, please, how much you doing? They say, what you have done for us. You taught us deen. You taught us to stay away from the... Those are the biggest namath. So, but if you are teaching the wrong thing, then you have to beg them. Now, please, respect us. There is no... We don't have to ask for any respect from anyone. It is our own condition that what we are. And one thing also, let us remember... There are certain sins of people and certain types of sins that we have to cover up, and we get sawab for it. You hide somebody else's sin, Allah will hide your sins. We are told. And you get sawab for hiding certain types of sins, certain people's sins. Then there are other sins which must be condoned. We don't worry about it. They are gunegar, we are all gunegar. And we are all living in glass houses. Don't throw stones at one another. But there are other sins that you have to condemn. And if you don't condemn them, and especially the ulama don't condemn them, then you are guilty of mudahanat fi deen. You're a coward. You are covering up the truth. You are doing kitman e haq. You are doing. Then there are other sins which it's for us to expose those people. If you don't expose them, you are guilty of major guna. For example, you in a walima somewhere. And in the hall they are having it. And there is music playing, men and women mixing. They laughing, they talking, they taking photos. You are Maulana, you are sitting there. And you see a snake there. Now you say that, I mustn't talk. I'm going to upset the whole apple cart. All are enjoying, talking, laughing. So afterwards the snake bites few people. They die also. Then you tell them, you know, I saw that snake, but I thought, Maulana, how couldn't you speak? It was your duty. What our fun is no fun. Now how many people have died? How many people are... You have to speak about it. You are sitting in there in the walima, and all they're having the haram fun in there. From a plug point, you see a fire. There's a short in the electricity and a fire. If I'm going to talk, the people, they're going to, the whole fun is going to be messed up. I rather keep quiet. And the fire spreads and people burn to death in that fire. Afterwards you say, you know, I saw that fire. Maulana, you right in your head or what? Why didn't you speak? The same way those people who see the snakes of the qabr, and you don't tell the people, and you let them go and they must get involved. And you see the fire of Jahannam. And you don't tell the people, what's going to happen to you? This is no diplomacy. This is the worst guna you can commit. So there are those people who are leading the people into kufr and taking them to Jahannam. It is the ulama's duty that they must speak out about this. They must expose those people. They must condemn them. And this keeping the unity, there is no unity in this year. You have to tell the people what are the facts. And if you don't, you are guilty of mudahanat fi deen, that you are making kitman e haq. You are hiding the truth. So there is no all this false unity. The truth must be said, and it must be said as it is supposed, in a suitable way, in the right way. Tell the people. And when the snake is there, you can't say, use some very hikmat and diplom. You shouting, snake, snake. And the people say, you are mad. Let them say you are mad. But you're warning them. Fire, fire, hurry, hurry. There's a fire. You're warning the people. You can't keep quiet about that. And you can't now make a big, soft, nice bayan, massage the people and tell them fire is coming and there's a snake here. Wake up, please, please. No, at that time, how are you going to be? And that is the ulama. They are ulama-e haq. Then they are ulama-e akhirat. And they are ulama-e rabbaniyin. The same way they are ulama-e dunya, who use their deen for dunya. Then they are ulama-e su, who sell their deen, who change their deen, and for the dunya's sake. So see who we follow and take our lesson, prepare for more. That is what you have to prepare. Make muraqabah. 5-10 seconds a day, it will help you tremendously. You don't need our bayans. If you make muraqabah more, that is your bayan. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, at the end of that hadith, that the qualification you have to have, today we all want all qualifications, true qualifications, the fear of Allah and muraqabah more. Do that every day. 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 seconds. Think that Allah is so great. I use my eyes wrong. If He makes me blind, what will happen? I use my body parts wrongly. If He makes me paralyzed, what will be my condition? So think of Allah Ta'ala. And think, I can die anytime. Young people also die. Old people die. Healthy people die. Sick people are left behind. What will happen in my qabr? Allah give us all tawfiq, make this muraqabah.